What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Shred Show live with me, Josh Pitts. And I'm very excited to have my special guest hanging out with me today. This is somebody I have an insane amount of respect for. And not only this insane amount of respect, but ladies and gentlemen, finds himself among top 1% of all originators in the entire country. So ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Mr. Cody Stevens. What's up, brother?
Hey, I appreciate you having me, man. It's been a long time waiting at this point.
It has been a little while, and you're one of those guys. You know, I've been holding off just because I was waiting for everybody, and this is the time to have you on because you're doing so many great things, and people are just, they need it right now, and I'm excited to really get into your brand, what you're doing with it. But before we jump way too far into that, let's talk about you a little bit, because now, I mean, you've been in the industry a while. Let's hear your background and why Capital Mortgage. How long ago you started that? So tell us a little bit about Cody Stevens.
Yeah, man, I was headed to med school, bro. I got myself some scholarships, and I was headed to med school. I was 20 units away from graduating with a bachelor's degree, and had already applied and ready to rock and roll. And dropped out of college and decided to join the mortgage industry. It was kind of a wild thing for me to do, but my mom had been in the business for about 22 years at the time, and she was, you know, it was funny, man, because I didn't even know what the hell she did for the longest time. I was like, what's a loan officer? Like, what the heck does that even mean? And I got a job at a bank in college, and I just started seeing these paychecks coming from these guys on the broker side. I was working on the wholesale side of the business, and I was like, okay, I've talked to this person on the phone. This guy's really not that intelligent. And I was like, if he could do this, I can do this, bro. So I called my mom one day. I said, hey, I'm dropping out of school. I'm going to go into the sales side of the business. And she literally said to me, it was funny because my mom, you know, she's always been on the entrepreneurial side of the world. And she literally said to me, she said, what's the bigger picture? And I said, I'm going to give myself 5 years, make as much capital as I possibly can so I can invest in other things and really go truly make an impact.
Nice.
I've always been a writer and I've always enjoyed speaking and stuff like that. So my goal was I wanted to be able to put myself on a pedestal to kind of go impact the world and really make an impact on the younger generation.
Nice.
From some things that I had dealt with as a teenager as well.
Sure.
So Capital originated 4 years ago when my mom and I stepped out. I pushed her hard, dude. I was like, we got to go start our own thing. Saw two things missing in the industry, and it was leadership and branding, man.
So true, dude.
Yeah. So it's been a game changer ever since, man. We're having a blast doing it. It's just, you know, but we're definitely at that tipping point where we're finally starting to grow beyond our own personal production, and it's fun, man.
Dude, so let's dive into that because I want to unwrap that a little bit more. So you saw a couple things missing in the industry, leadership and branding, like building a brand, which that now you are doing so perfectly. Like you're doing all the right things to build that brand. And when you first got started, because clearly you saw that there was a void, there was a gap in the industry, it wasn't happening. When you are like, okay, I need to build a brand, how did you start? Like, where did you like, hey, where do I even start? How did you start building your brand?
Well, I'll tell you this, man. I had to get creative fast because you think about it from a perspective of people that are in the business, right? Like I'm 19 years old at the time, stepping into this business with a bunch of 50, 55 year olds.
Yep.
Who you know, have got 20 years on me in terms of experience, 30 years maybe. And
so perfectly.
I was like, you know, at the end of the day, I got to come up with some ways of exploiting some things that I'm really good at, right?
Yep.
In a digital technology or digital era, I know how to do this stuff. So. Yep. I really started heavily because I would walk into meetings with agents and they pretty much laughed me out of the room. So I was like, well, screw it. I'm going to go show these guys that I can do it without them. And so I really just, I met a couple agents that I really vibed with hardcore as just like friends and people that were kind of doing the same thing I was doing, or at least trying to. And I said, you know what, by the end of this year, I want to be walking down the street and for every single person to know who I am. So that was how it started. It had nothing to do with mortgage. It had nothing to do with real estate. It was literally just, I'm going to go build a brand that outlasts this industry. And because it's the only way that I can get any kind of foothold in it. So that was how it started, bro. And it started on all platforms. Instagram was obviously a really big one.
Sure.
We pushed content. We pushed our names everywhere.
Dude, that is Awesome. And you, again, you weren't focused on mortgage. You weren't focused on real estate. You were just focused on, hey, you know what? I want people to know my name. And I'm sure it wasn't like, hey, I want to be this uber huge celebrity. It was just like, hey, like you said, I want people to, a brand, building a brand. You mentioned this, building a brand is a very long-term thing. You can't expect to do it overnight. Like it takes time. When did you start seeing the like, hey, people are like starting to recognize, people are starting to know my name, like Cody Stevens, like, and I'm sure it's still going on, but how long did it really take before that you started seeing the fruits of that?
3.5 years.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, like Cody, I cannot thank you enough for just saying that, because people are all the time, like they say, Josh, you're an overnight success. Like all of a sudden you popped up out of nowhere. And given like my brand came up a little bit faster than most, but Cody, you have been sitting, like you've been building your brand in the back of everything. And now it's finally starting to come around. That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. Like take it from somebody like Cody, who is absolutely, literally guys, top 1% of originators dominating his local market. And it's taken him that long. That's, you got to have the long-term play in mind. This is not a short-term game. If you're all about short-term game, short-term leads, buying leads, you're going to lose, right, Cody?
Yep. Yeah, it's huge, man. It's funny because, you know, for the longest time, I was always about pushing organic marketing, and really just the one big thing I always understood was, look, beyond the mortgage industry, let's say the mortgage industry fails tomorrow and, you know, the big guys take over the world and, you know, all the small guys get put out of business, right?
Sure.
The one thing that I know outlasts that is my name. So I knew for a fact, I said, look, at the end of the day, do I want to be some celebrity? No, I'm actually a very private person. I don't talk about finances. I don't talk about relationships. I don't want people knowing what's going on in my personal life ever. But I will say that one thing that forced me to get out of my comfort zone and really go out and kind of become a social person, at least in my local communities to start, was I realized it was do or die, man. It was like, it's survival of the fittest at this point. And I'm not going to go out and compete with Amazon, bro. I got to make sure that when I walk around Temecula in Southern California, and now same thing going in Las Vegas and some of the other markets that we're in, I'm just taking them over one step at a time. So,
dude, that is so like it is. And it's one step at a time. It didn't happen overnight. It's little by little. And like you said, you weren't a very like, I'm the same exact way. Like when I first started sharing stuff, I was super uncomfortable. People are saying, well, Josh, you do this on camera all the time now. Like it's still like when I jump on camera like this, you still have that little bit of uncomfortable, but you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. Because I say this too, what you said about building a long-term brand is so spot on. If tomorrow, let's say the big fintech companies put us out of a job, the one thing they can never take away from you is your personal brand. Cody Stevens, they can never take away Cody Stevens from you. They can't take away Josh Pitts from everybody. That's the brand we built. So if we had to make a transition, if we had to all of a sudden make a pivot and go do something else, we have our brand. People know who we are. And like I said, it's not becoming a celebrity, being that person walking around like, look at me and I've got this and that. It's really being able to build that brand so people, I say this, a brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room. So what are people saying? Like, that's a relationship, ladies and gentlemen. Building a brand is a relationship. Building that trust, building that long-term confidence that people can turn to you no matter where you go, because it's Cody Stevens. That's who they trust. It doesn't matter what Cody is doing. He has a following and has people that absolutely, you know, would die for him now because he's got that loyal following. So Cody, I think that's really cool. And by the way, I didn't know you were going to medical school. I was too. That you and I have one more thing in common. Like, I was going to medical school. I stopped. I was literally sitting in a medical class, a cadaver class. And I'm like, dude, I can't do this for that. Like, I can't go another 7 years. Like, yeah. So that's interesting. Crazy how much you and I have in common.
It's
awesome.
Yeah, it's wild, man. It's funny because I got my media guy right here. He's actually like doing some behind the scenes B-roll and stuff like as we're doing this. And it's nice, fun, man, because it's one of those things where, you know, I teach a lot on social media classes and stuff. And the big thing for people to understand is that, like, when you're trying to build a brand within an industry, you have to understand the strengths and the weaknesses of your industry, right? Like,
nice.
I also own a gym as well. And the brand building on the fitness side is like night and day easier than it is in the mortgage real estate space, right?
Yep.
So it's a different game, and understanding what people want in your business and what you're trying to promote and how to attract people in that way is so huge, man. And I think a lot of it comes down to this, and you've done this really well too. I've been watching you for a while now, and it's something that I think is so massively important, is that stop selling people on shit.
100%.
At the end of the day, man, this is really about how can I provide value to people and how can I connect with people? It's Like the number one thing that I think social media has become such a platform for is some people blame the world's, you know, identity on it now. But what we should be looking at it as is, look, it's not going away. So let's embrace the hell out of it. And let's say, hey, look, it's just another vehicle for us to go connect with other human beings. And that's all it is, man. It's a giant networking event. That's all it is.
Dude, you nail it. It's a giant networking event. It's a way to connect with our consumers, our clients, our friends, our family, building those relationships over time. It totally makes sense that you own a gym. If you guys have ever seen Cody and some of his pictures or like the one I posted, like this guy's ripped. And then now it totally makes sense. Like I'm like jealous of this guy. Like I'm a pretty healthy guy, but when I see Cody, like I gave him a hug at Fuse and I'm like, dang, this guy's ripped. Like I got to get into it. So let's dive into, I want to unwrap a little bit more because like what you're talking about right now, Cody, is building those connections, really finding and doing the things that you enjoy doing. Gym clearly is something you love to do, you know, working out, being healthy, living that healthy lifestyle. And of course, mortgage, that's really hard to be able to provide content. So when it comes to providing content for your audience, for these people that you're connecting with, what type of content do you typically put out that resonates with that audience? I mean, I watch your stuff pretty closely and it's not like, hey guys, check out rates today. I don't know if I've ever seen a post you ever post about that. So what type of content are you putting out that people are like, wow, that was great. I really connect with that.
Well, I reverse engineered it. And for me, it was something that I looked at two things. I said, what do I do really easily without having to put a lot of effort in? And the one thing that I do is I realize my personality. I'm very aware of my personality. My personality is kind of one of those people, like I wake up, it could be 3 a.m. in the morning and I'm ready to rock and roll every day with no effort. Like,
dang.
I've always been that way and it's easy for me. So I said, all right, look, I'm going to embrace the hell out of that. And I got a lot of crap for it for a long time, man, because I was young and it's like, you know, everybody was like, oh, you think you're Gary Vee or whatever. It's like, no, I'm just Cody Stevens. Like I'm just rolling with myself and doing my thing. And I want to create good vibes around me all the time. So that was one thing that I really hit hard was I said, look, I'm going to push my personality hard and the people that love it, great. The people that don't, great. No worries. The other thing for me was I realized that if I'm going to attract real estate agents and eventually loan officers, because I knew my goal eventually was going to be to build a company and start recruiting hardcore, was I need to figure out what those people actually want. Well, I know that they're entrepreneurs at the end of the day, right? What do entrepreneurs want? Entrepreneurs want to make more money. So if you put all the emotion aside and you say, hey, look, yeah, you get in the business and you want to help people, and that's a great story for people and it's a great justification, but it's not what you're doing it for. You're doing it because you want to make money. So yep. You want a certain type of lifestyle and you want to have freedom and things like that. So when I started thinking about what people want, I started saying, look, nobody wants to hear about mortgage rates. If they want to hear about mortgage rates, they can watch my weekly third down once a week and go check that out, right? But if they want to connect with me, I got to speak their language. And the language they want to speak is, how do I grow my business? How do I get connected with more people? How can you help me connect with more people? And at the end of the day, what kind of value can you add in terms of just keeping me accountable and holding me to a mindset that I know is valuable for my business? That was it, man. And when I sit down to have conversations with people, it's funny because the one thing that I get more than anything in the world is people go, dude, I feel like I already know you. And I literally tell them, I say, it's because you do.
Yep. Dude, and that's one of my favorite things is when I go to conferences, go to different events like at Fuse. Like I saw people come to you like, hey, like you're Cody. Like they see your brand that you're building. And what's funny is, like I tell people all the time, my brand and who I'm focused on is loan officers, mortgage professionals, real estate professionals. That's who my audience is. But even people in our industry know who you are just because you are putting out some incredible content. And like you said, now you're starting to look for like, okay, now how do I grow my brand within the industry so I can start recruiting? So I can start attracting people in the right way, not recruiting in the sleazy way. Like, hey, I, you know, come to me. I have the best compensation and blah, 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 this, but really showing them like, hey, let me show you how to build your brand. Because honestly, this is a long-term game and nobody else in the industry is thinking about that right now. So if you can be that, you know, top 1 or 2% who is actually focused on building that, and then you show them because you've done it, you've literally been able to do it. So who better to teach them than somebody that's absolutely been able to do it. And dude, that's what I love why you're doing what you're doing. Let me ask you, how old are you?
26, man.
Dude, ladies and gentlemen, millennial, you know, I thought I was young in the industry. I'm 31, but guys, Cody being a millennial that he is, he gets it. Like, and that's what gets me so excited about Cody is because he's a millennial in the industry who really sees the future of it. And Cody, let me ask you this. Do you have, we don't have a ton of young people in our industry like yourself, when these people are reaching out to you saying, hey, how are you, loan officer? I mean, are these millennials reaching out to you?
Oh yeah, man, it's huge. So lately we've had a pretty big influx of people. And I think part of it is just that our industry is starting to grab some more attention from some people. And the biggest question I get on any social media platform is, how do I become a realtor?
So, oh, really?
So now what I'm pushing is, hey, rather than you looking to become a realtor, why don't you come talk to me and sit down? Because we've kind of been beta testing this for about 6 months now. And I'm bringing on new people right off the street, young people that want to learn how to grow a career and become entrepreneurs. And you know, dude, Shark Tank's the hottest show on TV right now. Are you kidding me?
Yep.
Well, I'm going to take advantage of that all day long. And I'm going to say, hey, look, I confidently tell people, if you do what I tell you to do in the first 12 months, I'll teach you how to make six figures, plain and simple. And it's all going to be off social media. I'm not even going to teach you how to cold call. So,
oh my gosh, that's freaking awesome.
So it's been fun, man. It's been a blast because I literally have a bunch of guys sitting in a room that are my age and they're going, dude, let's just go out and take over the world together. And it's been fun.
Dude, that is so cool, dude. And kudos, hats off to you, like, for sure. Dude, by the way, both wearing hats, guys. You want to learn from some millennials, like, you got to dress. There's times to dress to impress. And if you actually check out Cody, there's times where this dude dresses to impress. But when it comes to connecting with that audience, and especially a younger generation, it's not the same old suit and tie that's been so, like, that mentality in our industry has been around for so long. And that's why you're recruiting this younger generation that's coming in. And you are teaching them it can be a lifestyle. It can be a very, like, we can make a lot of money. And it's not all about money. We understand that. But it's also what we're able to do, the lives we're able to impact and affect. Like, this is such a cool industry because you can make really good money. Plus, you can really change the lives of so many people. And Cody, that's why, truly, man, I was so excited to have you on the show, because if you guys haven't been watching what Cody is doing, you need to start following. You need to really watch how he's doing it and the content he's putting out. And again, this content isn't like normal mortgage professionals, and that's why it's so impactful. That's why people are now stopping him at different shows and events, like, dude, you're Cody. I literally saw a fuse. I saw somebody like stopping to take a picture with you, and I'm like, dude, like, that is freaking awesome. Like, that is so cool that you've continued to do that. So with that, Cody, we've been riffing here for a few minutes, and I really want to end with this because you've really given us some nuggets of extreme value, so I can't thank you enough. But for those who are really in the industry right now, and they're kind of like, hey, I know, like, I want to build a brand, I don't know where to start, where do you recommend somebody who's kind of on that ledge of, like, is it really worth it to build a brand? What would you tell somebody who's asking themselves that question right now?
You know, it's a tough thing, man, because I definitely believe that different businesses require different attention. And I believe that different skills can produce different results, right? I've seen people in this industry succeed in a million different ways. And I just happen to have my vehicle in the way that I teach and the way that I do things. But I'm going to say right now that I truly do believe in the idea of building a brand beyond your product. It's at the end of the day, when people have always asked me, they say, Cody, how the heck do you own a gym and a mortgage company? They're so on the different side of the spectrum. And I always tell people, I'll say, it's the exact same business, just different product. It's just, you know, so my suggestion and my encouragement to people is, go be a light in the world and project it loudly. And that's it.
Dude, ladies and gentlemen, I got goosebumps right now. Like, you're talking about Gary Vaynerchuk. This guy, Cody, is at that level. This guy is absolutely stepping it up. So, Cody, I cannot thank you enough for coming on the Shred Show this morning, sharing your knowledge, your wisdom, your expertise, and clearly it absolutely shows why you're among the top in the industry, and you're going to continue to do that as you continue to grow this vision of the future, bringing in this new generation. We need it more than ever, and how you're teaching them to do it is absolutely inspirational, my friend. So thank you so much for taking a few minutes and hanging out and sharing that this morning.
Hey, it was a blast, brother. I always appreciate you.
Guys, if you have not, you got to check out Cody right now. I'll link his profile below. So if you have any questions, he's an open book. He's willing to share. Be respectful of his time because he's been willing to share already. And again, if you want to join the community, we have great guys like Cody in the community, community.shredmedia.com, and you can continue to learn and to continue to grow and surround yourself with great people like Cody. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you. We love you. Make sure you, I'm going to say, because this is Cody's podcast, stay hungry. Repeat every day. There we go. See you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day.
Later, guys.